Hi. This is a talk about PU parts, or rather not a talk, but rather a BOF. I'll explain why it's a BOF and not a talk. It's mostly because PU parts scans the whole archive and generates a lot of work, and I'm the only one working with it mostly. So I look for new people who would like to help me with it. I'll explain a bit what PU parts does, what problems are, and then I would just like you to file bugs. yeah, whatever. If you have questions, just ask them. You don't have to wait till the end. Fine. I started preparing the slides only 2 hours ago. I know PU parts in and out, but still, I wish I had more time. That's probably because I was involved in doing this conference. I maintain a few packages in Debian, but mostly nowadays I do Debian Edu and PU parts. I use Debian since a long time, and for a long time I believed that what I do now with PU parts now has been done since always. I always thought that Debian packages have to comply to policy, and this was somehow tested. While in truth, it's only been tested since 6 years. That's when Lars started writing PU parts. How many of you have packages in the archive? I guess most everybody. How many of you have run PU parts on them or run PU parts regularly? Ooh! How many of you have looked at their PU parts pages? Like there's, if you don't know it, no, that's the wrong one. There's here on the left, there is packages by maintainer uploader, and every email address in the uploader field has a status page, and it's for all tested distributions, so it's VZ, Squeeze, SID, and Lenny and Squeeze. So in VZ, my packages are fine, while in SID, one package of mine has a failure, or where I'm in the uploaders field. I leave it there. This one, yeah. And how many of you have looked at the PU part source code? Oh, more people than using it. good. PU parts, in short, detects policy violations. It's probably nothing new. The name is for package installation, upgrading, and removal test suite. So in reality, it only detects some policy violations. There are many, many policy violations PU parts cannot detect or cannot detect yet or never will never detect. Why we are here is, for me, it's obvious. I really believe that policy should be followed, that the rules are sensible, and I want my packages, not only my packages to be clean, but rather the whole Debian archive to behave in a sane way. And if there's something wrong with policy, then this should be discussed in the policy list, and PU parts is just the tool to detect those changes, those failures. It's written by Lars Virzenius, but he gave up caring for it in 2008, I think. He has some ideas for a rewrite, and there was, but that is not happening at the moment. There was a short period where some more people were hacking on PU parts, but since 2009, it's mostly me. There are some contributors from time to time, but nobody else has stepped up so far to really continuously help me, both with caring about the PU part source code as well as caring about the results, which are generated on piatti.debian.org, which is the machine which runs PU parts Debian.org. In the last months or so, there was Scott Schaefer who contributed quite some patches. I think I've applied, I don't know, 7 or so in the last months, but I was too busy preparing DepConf to really to take some more patches from him. So there are some patches still in the BTS which I need to look at in the next months or so. The most useful, or the most useful patch from Scott is something that PuParts can now finally handle alternative depends. Previously, PuParts would only look at the first depends in a series of alternative depends. So if a package first depended on Apache or Apache 2, then PuParts would say Apache does not exist anymore, so this package is untestable, while now it detects that Apache 2 is there and can test the package. This is for the master-slave mode I use on PRT, where packages are only tested when all depends are already tested successfully. While what Lucas sometimes does is he just runs PuParts on the whole archive, regardless of whether the packages are tested. Which is fine if you do it for your packages, but for automatically detecting if there are you don't want to have a package fail because the dependencies fail. So you only want to test the package if all the dependencies have been tested correctly. So PuParts is written in Python. In my opinion, it's very, very well written in Python. But I added some rather hackish shell scripts to parse all the logs. There at the moment, the 4 suits are tested, so there are 120,000 log files, and I just grab in there for some strings. And that definitely needs to be improved. I also really want to move the code to Git, which is rather easy, but if somebody does has nothing better to do, I would be really, really happy if somebody just creates a Git repository on Alios and moves the code there. I will immediately start using it. Fun?
I take it.
Okay, great. PuParts Debian org is up since 2.5 years. Since then, these web pages are generated. In Visi, there are now over 31,000 successfully tested packages, 93 failures and 272 other package log files, which are due to this. So there are some failures, the post installation maintainer script failed. The post removal script failed, and unknown reasons, which I don't know at the moment. Better?
Yes.
And there are then 33 packages where the dependency failed, and some circular dependencies, which are where the detection is also still a problem. But that part of the code, the dependency parther the dependency parther where the scheduler is recursive code, which I've spent several hours, like 20 hours, staring at it and debugging it, and I still only partly understand it, so that's probably not so well written, or it's too well written for me. But still, it detects a lot of failures. For testing Visi, I've ignored some failures which PuParts can detect. Like in Visi, I don't care about files which exist after purge. Because in SID there are, where is it? Broken symlinks, this one. Due to owned files after purge, there are 200 failed packages. And if I apply this to Visi, then less packages are tested and the more serious errors are not detected. But even for SID, it would be very useful to file those 200 bugs. And if I continue in the speed, this buff will be over in 10 minutes. And then you can all file 10 bucks. And then yay.
Can I ask a
Yeah, sure.
Yes. So how is it for you to file bugs? Do you have scripts to that pass logs and extract?
Not yet. That's
because my own experience with PewPaths, that it's really hard to pass the logs automatically just to extract the parts is interesting. So I ended up rewriting something equivalent to PewPaths, which was easier to pass, which only with the goal to make it easier to pass. But I think that something that you can really win a lot of time if you just focus on getting it easier to pass.
Yeah. It's on my list, but I have another slide with my three most wishes for PewPaths, and that's not on there. So that is testament of the bad preparation of that. What I have is a collection of templates, which you see there. I hope that's readable on the recordings. And which are templates I use for filing bugs, where I have the relevant policy sections so that people will not reply saying, is this really a bug or something, which also takes time away. But I would like a local tool which I can run locally on the logs, because the failed logs are just 100, so I can also download them and run the tool locally.
Wouldn't you said that you disabled the check for purged files? Wouldn't it be sensible to have two classes of failures, those who prevent dependencies to be built?
Yes, but then I would still not treat those failures. I still would not treat them as failures, so the result would be the same. Because you can assume that if a package has these problems in SID, it will also have them in VZ. I just don't test for it in VZ.
So. Don't understand. Because, well, if
at the moment, every PewPaths failure is a failure. There are no classes of bugs. And as I'm not testing for these failures in VZ, but do test for those failures in SID, I have the same results as I would have a class of bugs which is not a critical failure. So the end result is the same.
Yeah, I'm thinking now that you have three packages in a dependency line and the first is failing, if it's the result is really the same. But
No, the in VZ the package will not fail because of a leftover after purge. So packages which depend on that and also have these leftovers after purge are also not failing, because in VZ leftovers after purge are ignored. While in SID it's a failure, and the dependent package will fail and the other packages will not be tested.
Yeah, and if there is a dependent package which has the same failure, it will neither be reported in SID nor in VZ.
It will be reported in VZ because there the dependent package will not be tested against failures. I'm happy we have time, we have plenty of time. So. So and SID has less packages being tested. These are mostly the packages where a dependency is failing, but it also has a lot more failures. So, but those failures are less critical, and while in VZ it's only critical failures. And every day there are two or three buggy packages found. So it's for in a while I try to keep up with that and every day file the bugs which are newly found, but it's impossible to keep up with it basically.
Is there a mailing list where you can subscribe to get just those two to three emails or to learn about them?
No. But I should probably turn that into a mailing list, yes.
That would be a very good thing.
Can somebody write this on some note? Or can you file a wish list back about that? Because I will not do it this week, and in a week I will have forgotten everything.
Watch the video.
And the good thing about bug filing is that then bugs are fixed rather fast. While they are, if they are on, in the PTS, they are not fixed that often. So I see when a package fails again, it's a new upload, I see the package failing again, and there are some candidates which I recognize as, oh, another upload, another failure, still the bug's not fixed. So filing bugs really helps. So these are what I had in mind, what the three worst, most pressing shortcomings are. Use Python BTS. Currently, and this is really legacy from when PuParts report was not as much used as now, you manually move the file from the fail directory into the bugged directory, which is really annoying. I do it on the server which runs PuParts. I move the log file from one to the other directory, and this is really stupid, because I can query the I use user tags anyway, so it's easy to query for that bugs. The other shortcoming there is PuParts report every day scans those 120,000 log files, grabs again for the same errors, so it doesn't keep state, which is really, really horrible. But it still works, and the machine is idle a lot of time anyway, so I do care, but I didn't have time to do it. And the other thing is the exit code, that there are fatal failures and lesser failures.
So
wait a second.
So mailing list as number four, and I've been thinking, would it somehow be possible to basically automatically generate a bug report?
It is for some bugs, it is definitely possible. It's also possible to even generate the patch for some kinds of bugs, because they are so simple. Like lots of packages use add user in the post RM scripts, and add user is not an essential package, so that will fail. If you use user add instead, which is in passvd, the post RM will succeed in purge. So that's almost, they could even create a patch automatically. But you're invited to write the code.
So patch is welcome, basically.
Yeah, patches are definitely welcome. And there are 27 wishlist bugs in the BTS. So there's a lot, many people have good ideas about what PuParts should do, but it's only me trying to implement it once in a while. So that's really what's lacking. And I mostly just lack time, but yeah, who doesn't lack time? And most bugs found by PuParts are important or serious, by definition. Important bugs are like these packages left over after purge. That is a policy violation, but it's not a serious policy violation. It's ugly, but still I don't file them as serious, really. Because then I would have more discussions with the maintainer if this bug is really serious or not. So I rather file them as important and don't have the discussion. There are some bugs which I file serious, like if the post ins fails, or if there are files left over in user local, or files left in home, or generally home username is created. Those are definitely serious, but not all are serious. Generally, PuParts has very few false positives. It has more cases probably where policy violations are not detected. The only one which I think is controversial or many people is fails to set up a database, which are packages which expect running database and where the post instance fails. I think those are at least important or even serious if the package fails to install in a CH root, because setting up a CH root without the database is used for generating live builds for fully automatic installations, but people disagree. So that would need another discussion for which I don't have the time.
About fails to set up a database, so many packages use dbconfig common.
Yeah.
And I've tried packaging a package to use use dbconfig common, and I couldn't find any way to prevent this problem. So maybe I just didn't find the documentation, or dbconfig common doesn't provide for this. Maybe does anyone know dbconfig common and can comment on that? dbconfig common apparently doesn't provide for supporting installing a package and not having the database running. So to have the post instance succeed, you have to create the database, and there's no way around it.
He's saying that you can ignore it and to tell it to create the database anyway.
The sysadmin can do this, or the package can do it. Okay.
So dbconfig common just ignores the package from that moment.
Okay.
So since the goal of PewParts is to test the packages, and the fact that failing because of databases is controversial, what I did in my PewParts, rewrite, is that if I detect that the log contains a error message about connecting to the database, I just try again after installing MySQL and Postgres. And that works, sort of.
Yes, that's an interesting idea.
Well, it works, so.
Well, but I still, if I want to prepare a live build or set up chroot, I don't want to set up the database server. I think a package should just install cleanly whatever happens, because there are other ways to configure the package.
I don't want to always run a database
locally. Want to run a database locally, and that's another valid use case.
I agree, but the point is to be able to test what happens after the DB configuration. And that enabled me to file bugs about stuff, about errors that happened after the DB configuration, because PewParts has to do stuff automatically. You just need to find a way to skip that step and go.
I agree, it's a clever, pragmatic approach. At the moment, I ignore the issue. I just file the other bugs. There are still more bugs to be filed, so. Yeah, this is the error. I should make it bigger as well. Pardon? Yeah.
In my script, I grep for PSQL could not connect to server, and then.
We need another package dependency relationship. We need one more package relationship for databases, for packages that should install when testing.
I think the packages should install cleanly, however that's implemented. Yes. It's not that I want to file bugs, or detect those bugs. I think there's a use case that this should be serious, this bug, but yeah, it's not the right place probably. Yeah, that was my idea, as I said. There are more than 30 people, which is great. We have 300 bugs to file, 30 minutes. We can also talk, it's fine, there's stuff to discuss. But these bugs are really easy. Where are those? Oh, this other. Unknown filed after purge, 260 packages, which are really... But there are other more interesting ones, like these post-installation script failed. So if we could file bugs, I'm happy to go around if somebody wants to file bugs and give advice. Wait for the microphone. Michael wants the microphone.
Yeah, you said you had templates for filing those bugs. Are they in the package or are they just in your evolution?
They're in my own folder.
So wouldn't that be useful to share them so people could more easily file them? I think that would be useful.
But you can I've used them all. You can just go to the BTS to the bugs queried PO parts, which are somewhere.
That would lessen the barrier to entry, I guess.
Pardon?
It would lessen the barrier to entry if you don't
have to look
for the same kind of bug and download and see and then.
So there was.
Wishlist bug.
Setting up the mailing list and sharing those templates, yes. I'm sure that is in the to-do list. But the to-do list is also, I don't know, 300 lines or something.
Yeah, we should prioritize, I think, what makes people contribute.
Wait for the microphone, please.
You should really prioritize what makes other people contribute.
I try, but so far also I've not seen so many contributions, which of course is a chicken and egg problem, but the to-do list is not that big.
It's small fonts, yeah.
Yeah, one after the other. Okay, let's do it in here. So that was.
So we already have a breakdown of failures, and most of them are categorized, identified already for the root cause of the problem. And I assume that for most of these you already have a template. So is it a matter of writing a script that gets pointed to a web page and knows which is the template for that kind of error and queries the BTS to submit the bug report?
Yeah, mostly. I would write the script so that it displays the bug report and asks to confirm, do you really want to send this bug report? But for these files left over after purge, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, for the cases which is undoubtedly a
similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's definitely possible to start with some undoubted cases and then
I think that could be a better use of time than filing 300 bugs manually.
Yes, it's just more difficult to write such a script with 50 people.
Yeah.
But I'd be happy to have such a script, yes, definitely. That's just the user tags I'm using. It's Debian QA list and user tags PU parts and PU parts DO. which is mostly historic reasons to use both user tags. I wanted to use user tags for different categories of bugs, but somehow never got around to do that.
About your to-do list, have you considered switching to sroot to manage the sroot instead of doing it yourself?
I think there's a wishlist bug for that, yes.
Okay. It makes things much easier. Because currently, I think the tarball is extracted manually, and well, everything is set up manually by pupats.
What do you mean by manually?
Well, there's part of the code that takes the tarball, extracts it to some place, and...
Yeah, but that code is working fairly well, so why should I touch it? There are other parts which are working less well, which really require more attention. There are also bugs that should support LVM and whatnot, but that is really... The machine is... is only used 10% of the day, so it's really very idle, and gaining more speed is not really so useful for me. And yeah. I'm done with my slides. The last is just thank you. Thanks.
Just considered giving people commit to the code who contribute, like Scott, for instance?
Yes, sure. I'm happy to give Scott commit access, and he's happy that I review the patches. But there are, I don't know, 10 people or so who have commit access. I'm generally very happy to give people commit access.
I'm not sure whether it's a stupid question, but we have time. Wouldn't it be the right thing to merge Lincian and PeoParts because they are slightly doing the same things?
No. Is Niels here? And he can probably better explain. Yes, there.
The one is doing static analysis, and you're installing and purging.
They both detect some kind of policy violations, but Lintian is just checking the package as it is and not the installed system. So that those are two different environments which are tested. And PeoParts also only cares about the binary package, which is not a problem. But
here's not a question, but KVIX on IRC says, does it make sense to make this task set for bite-sized bugs for DMs or people who become Debian contributors, so you have more people to engage with?
That new NMs file bugs, or what was the question?
No, there are bugs called bite-sized bugs, so small bugs who everyone can try, who is not really involved in the package itself. So you could mark bugs with this tag, and people would find it and help you without knowing about PeoParts or something else. And that's what KVIX wanted to tell on IRC.
Not aware of many of those bugs.
Okay, thank you.
But I can look, we have time, so let's look. There's no, those are not really easy. Those many of those wishlist bugs.
The tasks you have in your
this to-do.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what the question was, but maybe the point was that you could tag some of the bugs that are filed by PewParts people as easy, because you know that they're easy, and so contributors could fix them more easily without that, doing much.
That's,
but maybe this was not the point. I mean,
yeah,
I really,
but if
the
that's the case, then I would say no, because that would even put more load on me for filing bugs, and I don't want
that.
Yeah,
but that's true, but usually all the bugs are in the same category, so you could just say, like, this category is easy to file, to fix, but I guess it's a general Debian problem, and whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but there are bugs, like, when the dependency is missing, those are really easy, but then the patch is also not needed, and so... Maybe I'm not really come used to this bite-sized bug category thing. I plan to do a release of PU parts before DebConf, but I failed, so I will just commit this to my to-do. Okay. Or writing this report back to helper. Seraphine?
So, I see the page that lists all the packages that fail with a specific failure mode, and it says, please file bugs. So, how are these moved?
Take to the
How are these moved out of the page once you file the bug? How do I know that someone has already, other than taking manually to the BTS?
I log in to Piatti and move them from the fail directory to bugged, which is why I really want to use Python BTS, because that is stupid manual work.
Yeah.
Completely agreed, and I know this since 2 years or something.
So the script that would automatically submit the bugs would also have to move.
No. We should. The next thing I'll do is add support for Python BTS. There are more use cases for heavy using Python BTS. Then I can also query, display the bugs, and can display several bugs per package. At the moment, I just link to the BTS to the package of the package, but I don't link to the specific bug.
Yeah.
So using Python BTS to query the BTS is way better than keeping state that the package has been filed a bug, because I cannot really detect, unless the next test is successful, that a bug has been fixed. So that is really, using Python BTS is more on, higher on my to-do list than writing this report tool. Which list?
Oh,
you find them on puparts.debian.org, and then you either go to vzsit or squeeze, and there you have them. puparts.debian.org, it's just this about page, but you go on the left to whatever vz, and then there it is. Everything generally is linked in the left side, the documentation, the SVN repository, the bugs filed by PuParts, the bugs in PuParts, the to-do list is linked there, so everything is there. Okay, then let's finish that here. thank you and have fun with PU pods.